worthy to be praised. We are concluding our series, Making Your Life Count. I want to go to Mark today, Mark chapter 5. We've dealt with two other passages on the past two Sundays. Today we're going to conclude this series, and then on next week we'll go back to Ephesians. Amen. We will conclude our series, Making Your Life Count, with Making Your Life Count, with Mark chapter 5, beginning at verse 25. Verse 25, it says, "And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the many of the multitudes thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" For a few moments, let's talk about don't count Jesus out. I've always enjoyed underdog stories. I'm just the type of person that just loves to see the underdog become the overdog. I love underdog stories, underdog stories. I'll give me a good Rocky movie. I love underdog stories. Underdog stories always seem to identify with some facet of my life. I don't know about you, but I can often empathize with the underdog. If you're anything like me, you probably have been an underdog before in your own life. Possibly I'm talking to somebody here today who's seen some humiliation, has been an outcast, has been treated like the black sheep. There are those of us who've been the underdog at some point in our lives. Many of us have been kicked down, have been pushed down, have been looked down, knocked down, thrown down, torn down, walked down, talked down, pulled down and brought down and even held down. But being the underdog, I found it just ain't fun. You remember Cinderella? She was an underdog. She had some mean stepsisters. What about the ugly duckling? You remember he was made fun of, the ugly duckling? Amen. He was made fun of, he was called ugly, and he was thought not to be much, to be, it turns out at the end of the story, he wasn't even a duck. He was a swan. And I discovered that just because everybody around you is a duck, doesn't mean you a duck. Amen. Who ever heard of roasted swan anyway? I mean, swans are admired, and you often see, you know, sculptures of swans. I just like underdogs. And I really enjoy seeing the underdog come through. And somehow, some way, wins whatever the battle is. Brings us to our text today. This woman had an ordeal. Yes. She could not handle herself. Yes. A problem which caused her to be an underdog. She teaches us through her life how even when we are down, when life seems to be dealing us a bad hand, when all the chips are down, there is hope, and with Jesus, we can be counted in life rather than being counted out of life. Other circumstances might seem to count us out. But the beauty of it is, even in her story, life seemed to count her out. But when she heard of Jesus, this is the thesis of this message. When she heard of Jesus, she didn't count Jesus out and knew that her problem could be fixed. Looking at her life, we discover and see a few things about her. One, she had a personal problem. It was an issue of blood. I won't go into all the details, but I will say that the scripture says that for 12 years she had this issue. It became an issue of suffering for her. She had an ordeal that became a problem for her personally, but also it separated her socially. No doubt it must have been some embarrassment involved, whereby she couldn't go around everybody. They didn't have the hygienic capabilities that we have today. She was socially separated. It was a personal problem that socially separated her, but she was also spiritually separated, it appears. In that, even in she because she was Jewish, we discover that the rules were that if there was blood on you couldn't even step in the synagogue. You couldn't touch anything holy. So for 12 years, she was even ostracized and pushed out even by the church. She had an issue. It wasn't just an issue of blood. She had some social issues. Some spiritual issues. Her personal problem even went to the fact that her disease was deemed incurable. The scripture, the text says, you see it, that the doctors couldn't help her. Says that, verse 26, and had suffered many things of many physicians. They had told her, no doubt, there was nothing they could do. The doctors couldn't help her. Friends could not help her. Money could not help her. Look, I'm in the text. And had spent all that she had, verse 26, and was nothing bettered, but grew worse. Everybody, look. That she went to, couldn't help her. Her money, she done ran out of her money. It said that she spent all that she had trying to get better. It was incurable. She had an issue, and the truth is, if we want to identify with her, many of us have issues. The truth of the matter is, everybody's smiling ain't happy. Everybody fixed up ain't content. All of us have some issues. But I stop here today on my way to New Jerusalem to help somebody to understand that I know a man who can fix your issue, whatever it is. She had a personal problem. She couldn't fix it. She spent all the money. Look, I want to help you understand. Your money might not be able to fix your issue. Friends may run thin while you're dealing with what you're dealing with. Family members might even step aside. But oh, I didn't want to get to this part, but since I'm here, Jesus can fix. He can fix your issue. I really didn't mean to be in my preaching voice today. Everybody smiling ain't happy. Look, everybody fixed up ain't content. And tears that, you know, all of us got some tears that really ain't showing. Some folk. Amen. I don't know who I'm talking to. But I just came here today on my way to heaven to tell you that the Lord can work out whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through, however dim and bleak it looks.
Thank you, Lord.
She had a personal problem. But look, the text is tailored to teach us today that she pushed persistently. You see it? Said that when she had heard of Jesus, verse 27, she came in the press behind, watch this, and touched his garment. She came in the press behind. The press means a whole lot of folk. That were crowded around Jesus. And she did not let that stop her. In other words, she pushed past some folk. How many of you know that sometimes people will attempt to keep you from being blessed? You got some folk that'll block you or try to block you. Try to keep you from, look, let me just say this, look, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through, you got to learn how to find some positive people to be around. Because truth be told, everybody that's around you might not be praying for you. Some folk might just be praying on you, and you got to learn how to push past some folk. Am I in Bible territory? She pushed past some folk. People will attempt to look. Can I just help you? It ain't always your enemies that are trying to hold you back. Sometimes it's some relatives. Sometimes it's that cousin, that uncle, that sister, that brother. Might even be that child.
You've got to learn how to be persistent in getting a prayer through to Jesus. Doesn't matter who's with you. Look, baby, let me help you to understand. Let me just help you to understand. Whatever you're dealing with, you know, when folk are trying to keep a being negative in your life, holding you back. Look, whatever you praying about, pray about them folk too. God can handle all of that.
Learn how. Whatever you're dealing with, I just thought I'd say to you, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through, whatever your situation, however hard it seems, find some positive people to be around.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
She got behind the press. She wasn't in the middle of it, you know. Behind the press. And look, she pushed persistently, pushed past folk, but she pushed with faith.
Yes, God.
You see it?
That's it.
She says, and touched, or what the scripture said, and touched, verse 27, his garment. You got to keep believing that regardless of the picture, Jesus can fix it.
Yes, sir.
Regardless of how rough it looks, this woman been dealing with this for 12 years. I thought for sure the women would be behind me on this. Come on. You know what I'm saying? Look, can I? I'm just gonna say it. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all got a hard time with 13 times a year. I mean, she had to deal with it 12 years. You'll get that on the highway. She had to deal with it 12 years. And she pushed with faith. Figured that, look, couldn't nobody else help me? Couldn't nobody else fix it? The doctors failed me. My friends failed me. My money failed me. But one thing for sure, if I just keep pushing, Jesus can fix it. She kept the faith. Even when others let you down, when others say no, when others seem to be pulling, pushing, and blocking, you ought to be able to keep the faith that Jesus can handle it. Even when the doctor said, no, we can't help you, you ought to keep on pushing anyhow. God can. Look, stay encouraged.
Seemed like she just was just encouraging herself.
Sometimes you do got to talk to yourself. Can't talk to nobody else. You ought to be able to talk to yourself. You ought to be able to tell yourself it's going to be all right. Because sometimes you have some naysayers that'll bring up what done happened to everybody else. Well, you know, they tried it, and, you know, it didn't work out for them. And, you know, you ought to be able to say yourself, but if I just keep on praying to the Lord, I know it's going to work out. I know he can fix it. I know it's going to be all right. Because I got a Savior who's came through for me before. And look, he didn't bring me this far to leave me. I trust the Lord. I'm going to keep on pushing with my faith. Won't he do it? She pushed with faith. She found a permanent prescription, y'all. Everything else was temporary. Temporary relief, I discovered, never satisfies. She kept pushing until she reached Jesus. And can I tell you that Jesus is the solution to whatever your issue is? It's in the text. The text helps us to understand that, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes. She said, well, if I just touch what he's wearing. Well, if I touch what he's wearing, because it's touching him. And since it's touching him, whatever I touch, it'll make it all right.
She believed.
Yes, God.
She said, if I touch, I shall be whole. He won't fix me part way. He won't give me two tablets and tell him to call him in the morning. He'll fix the whole situation. Somebody here ought to be able to just praise the Lord for his power. His power to work out a situation regardless of how tough it looks. Amen. Some of us ought to be able to get to a point in our life where we trust the Lord and know the Lord will fix it regardless. She found, and I'm through now, but she found a permanent prescription. You didn't have to worry about no relapse. Didn't have to worry about it coming back. Her problem wasn't in remission. She was healed. And I thought I'd stop here to tell somebody. When Jesus fixes it, he fixes it all. You can trust. Am I talking to somebody today? You can trust him. Fix it. She found a permanent prescription, but she found perfect peace. She spent her last dime searching for a cure. She suffered much shame and embarrassment. She became physically weak. Had to live her days in loneliness and misery. And wept, it appears, many hours and days and nights. And she'd gone everywhere and tried everything recommended. But then came Jesus down the street and changed everything in her life. Can I just leave you with this? What a difference. Can I say it like the songwriter said? Oh, what a difference Jesus makes. He'll bring peace to whatever your situation. He'll bring peace to whatever your problem. You can trust him even when you cannot trace him. You ought to be able to understand that he will take care of you. This woman has preached to us today. Help us to understand that whatever will be. But what the beauty of it is that it's going to be whatever God wants it to be. And I have peace in knowing that God can handle it all. Can I tell you? She found peace. The scripture says in verse 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. The scripture says Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Isn't it something that Jesus could feel somebody touching the end of his clothes? Can I just tell you what I get from that is that it doesn't matter how long or short your prayer. It doesn't matter how far you are or where you are. God knows your situation. Yes, he does. The slightest of touch. The lowest whisper. He hears. Yes, he does. And I stopped here today to tell you that if you want peace in your life, don't count Jesus out, because he will make a way. Oh, Lord, I stopped here today to tell somebody that if you put your hands in his unchanging hand, he will bring you through and he'll bring you out. How do you know that, White? Because he didn't only come to cure this woman of her issue of blood, but he came through 40 and two generations. Yes, he did, that the world might be saved. That's good news, somebody. The issue of sin has caught all of us. But I'm glad today that I can say, like the songwriter, that Jesus paid it all, and all to him do I owe. How did he pay it, White? He died out on Calvary. They stretched him wide and they hung him high. They pierced his side. They riveted his feet, nailed his hand. He died. Oh, he died. But that's not the end of the story. My Bible tells me that they put him in a borrowed tomb. And early Sunday morning, he got up with all power. That's why you can't count him out. That's why you can't count him out. Because he's still alive. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I'm his own. Anybody here trying him for yourself? Has he made a way out of no way at all? Has he brought you through? Do me one more favor. Take your neighbor by the hand and tell your neighbor, don't count Jesus out. He will see you through. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah! Yes, he will. He will. Don't count him out. Don't count him out. Don't count him out. I wish I had somebody here that's been sick and thought they wouldn't get well. Don't count him out. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? I wish I had somebody that's been broken and didn't have no money. Their money was acting funny, and the change was acting strange. But somehow, some way, you didn't count Jesus out. Don't count him out. Don't count him out. Don't count him out. He will. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Yeah. Ah, woo. Yeah. Yes, he will. Don't count him out. Ah, don't count him out. Shucks, I done got happy. This for me. Don't count the Lord out. Ah, yes. Strong winds may blow. Thunder may roll. But oh, I got a Savior who'll bring you through. Don't count him out. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? I'm trying to stop you. But I just thought of some stuff. He brought me through. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Anybody here trying him? Yeah. Say yeah. 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 Yeah.
Don't count them out. Don't count them out. Don't count them out. Whatever your problem.